I won't take very much time for Brother Sam, but I had we have a new sales manager at work, and he's from South Africa, and he came this weekend to church. Him and his wife came to church with us at Liberty, and we kind of took him over yesterday, and we showed him, you know, the South. We went to Andersonville, and we went to Plains, and showed him where Jimmy Carter was from. Kind of, you know, nothing very exciting, but just showed him part around. But then today we got to take him, and they went to church with us. And he gave what I felt like is probably one of the best compliments that we could have gotten, is he said he just felt like him and his wife felt like it was just a family in there. That's what the service felt like. And that's exactly what it is. And I told him it didn't matter where he went. You could go from the East Coast to the West Coast. It doesn't matter where you're at, that when you go to one of the churches that the Lord, one of his churches, and we go brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what it is. You walk in there, you don't know them, you've never been there, and you feel like I've known them my whole life. And you got family right there. And we have a blessing that we should be thankful for. And we when he said that, I thought, man, that is, we truly are blessed. We come in here, and ones that are not here that we're mentioning, that we need to remember in prayer, that we want to pray for them. You know, my mind's going in 100 different directions. Then start talking about family, and Brother Sam mentioned family, and start mentioning leaders, and we start mentioning all these things. But my mind this weekend, and since about the end of the week, had been on the faith of God. And you know, some of you were at church this morning, and Sister Laura and, you know, Sister Nelda, they understand a lot of times when you're married to a preacher, you go there, you kind of hear the same sermon, but it sometimes doesn't get off your mind until it's off your mind. And as many times as it's there, you just want to share and talk about what the Lord has blessed you with. And I just want to look at two spots over here real quick about the faith of God. He says over in Romans 3, he says, "What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some do not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid." And when you think about what we're talking about there, he's saying these ones that had the blessings and they say they just don't believe it, would their unbelief affect what God did before the foundation world and the covenant he went into with his son before the foundation world? Would that have any effect on it? No, it has no effect on any of that. We cannot affect God's eternal salvation on his people. Nothing that you do, not that you choose to accept him, or you have to do something to get it, or that you could do something to lose it. None of us are that powerful that we can affect the covenant in which God went into with his son. And he said, "I know these are the ones I picked. You go take care of that." And he said, "I've got it." And he had faith in what he was going to do, that what he said he's going to do, he's going to do and take care of. That is amazing. And that to me is what then binds us and holds us true. Because I'll tell you, every one of us stumble and fall, and we don't just make a few mistakes. I mean, look, if we won't be honest, you know, we all make big mistakes. We've all made them, and we're going to continue to make them. We're going to continue to stumble and fall. We're going to come in here and have one of the best services you can ever have and be on cloud nine, and you're just sitting there going, "This is the most amazing thing. I can go out there and face anything." And then 5 minutes later, the world hits us, knocks us down, and we have like zero faith in how we're going to be able to get through something. But the thing that binds us is that we understand the thing that holds us secure, the thing that saved us, was the shed blood, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the faith that God had in it. And he said, you know what? It's not on you. It's not on me. We are going to stumble and fall. And when we know that, then we can look at each other, and when somebody's going through a hard time or maybe not doing what they ought to be doing, we can look at them and say, I've been there. I understand. We'll be praying for you. We'll be praying. Why? Because can their unbelief affect God? Can their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Amen. We can't affect what God has faith in. What he has declared is going to be before the foundation of the world. The greatest thing that there is, the biggest thing that there is, when you get into conversations, you can say everything else, put it aside. Eternal salvation. You know, you might get someone that doesn't believe in eternal salvation. You say, okay, well, that's excellent. I mean, you're dead, you're done, it is. But there's very few people I've ever met that just believe that it just stops. So when you start to talk about the greatest thing that there is of eternal salvation, then all of a sudden, that's a big subject. And you say, well, can I affect that? Can I change that? Can I have something to do with it? We weren't there when it was laid out. We weren't there when the Lord said, these are the ones I want. We weren't there when God said, when Jesus Christ said, okay, I'll take care of it. Nothing that we have, the greatest day and the greatest effort that we've got, amounts to nothing that would get us to eternal salvation. And when we understand it, we say, thank God for it, and we can step back and we can be able to face everything that's coming at us. You go over here, what's he saying? 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:10. It's one of my favorite verses. It's a simple verse, but it's one of my favorite verses when I'm talking Bible out there in the world. And it's a spot that shows two salvations in one verse, and you get to get right to it. He says, therefore, endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So he's got the elect's sake, and that they may also obtain salvation. They're already the elect. They've already got salvation, but there's a salvation right here, right now, that we can obtain, the blessings that we get right here. But he says, goes down, he says, it is a faithful saying, for we be dead. If we be dead with him, we shall live with him. If we suffer, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Well, that's us. If we deny him, he also will deny us. But look what it says. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Amen. The times that I've been in the spot where I've looked and just had no faith in God, and I've sat there and said, there's nothing, I don't know how we're going to get out of it. I don't think God can do it. Nothing can get us out of this. It's too big. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I think of those things in a sense that the Lord has blessed me, not to put it in the sense of eternal salvation. Can you imagine the Lord's children that are out there, his children that are out there, that were part of that covenant that he chose before the foundation of the world? And God, Jesus Christ said, I've got them paid for and it's taken care of. But they go through life thinking the greatest thing that there is, the biggest thing, eternal salvation, it's a hit or miss thing. It could be here. It could be there. I might have it. I might not. I could have it today. I might not have it tomorrow. Depends on how I do. No, because the times he says, if they believe not, yet I abideth faithful. That's how great our God is. He doesn't rely on us, because if he did, we'd all be in a mess. We'd all be in trouble. We wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have peace. There is something that we've got that is, you can't even account for out in the world. You can't even explain it out there in the world. We have a peace that goes above all else. It covers everything. When you are in this, the times that you've been, and I think of older members, when you go in, they're on their last days, and they got a smile from ear to ear. And they come in, you see them, and they say, "How was church today?" They don't care how much pain they're in. They don't care what's going on. "How was church today?" And they're smiling. They're dying. Because they know what's coming. They know what they're getting to go to. They know how great it is. And that's how, when you are in the darkest hours, you can look and you can see light in the darkest places. Why? Not because we remain faithful, not because our faith is so strong, but because God's faith is unwavering. And he said, I've got someone that's coming down to take care of what needs taken care of. And he agreed to it. And I have faith that what he said he's going to do, he's going to do. And that what he's used to pay that ransom, what he used to pay to cover that debt, it's good enough. It doesn't need anything added to it. Nothing needs added to it, especially from a sinner like me. There's nothing I got that I can add to the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to make sure that covenant that took place before the foundation of the world is secure. Nothing that I got. I tell you, there is something about to also obtain a salvation in the right here and right now. But the faith of God that he has in the work of Jesus Christ brings a peace that I can go out there in the world, and whatever it brings about, I can face it and say, I know we've got this covered, because the Lord has faith in what's been done for me. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.